Hi, my name is Ian Livernosh, and today I will be interviewing Ed Livernosh about his time spent in bookstores for the Oral History Archive. And first, Ed, can you tell us a little about yourself, where you're from, and when you first started going to bookstores?
Sure. I was born in 1953 in Binghamton, New York, and spent 7 years there, moved to Greencastle, Indiana. My father worked for IBM, and we were transferred out to Greencastle, Indiana, and spent 7 years out there. And then after that, I guess at age 14, moved to West Windsor, New Jersey, which is right outside of Princeton, New Jersey. I went to Princeton High School, and I would have to say that I started going to bookstores pretty much my end of high school time frame, which is early 70s. I did go to the bookstore at the mall, and I would say that was probably 1970, 1971, and I found that to be interesting, but very bleak and very unengaging. Very small and very limited. I thought that their topics there was minuscule, and I really didn't seem to enjoy that experience much at all. I did go to the library at Princeton, not the Princeton University Library, but the Princeton Library, which was pretty good.
And when did your love for books begin?
I think I am a guitar player and a photographer, and I believe when I discovered books that were written about musicians and their lives and photographers in their lives, when I discovered those kind of books is when I started to become engaged in books, and I really pretty much didn't, other than what I had to read for school, my focus on books was either music or photography.
And from all your experiences in bookstores, what bookstore would you like to focus on today for this interview?
Well, I would have to say that in the mid-80s, I went to San Francisco for the very first time. And I saw the bookstores that they had in San Francisco and Berkeley, and I was shocked on how different they were from the bookstores that I had been used to in my area where I grew up, which was, you know, essentially Princeton, New Jersey, or the surrounding areas of Princeton, and the malls that are surrounding Princeton. It was a whole different experience, just tons of stuff about art and photography and musicians, and the whole open concept of the San Francisco bookstores were totally 180 from what I was used to. Plenty of music, and they'd have musicians come in, they would have speakers speak. It was an open concept. It was just totally, I couldn't believe how different it was from my bookstore. So I would say that was probably mid-80s when I went to San Francisco for the first time. And I think it was probably not long after that Borders and Barnes & Nobles used to spring up, that were springing up and adopted the same open concept and the same kind of things that I like so much in San Francisco. The bookstore that I used to go to a lot was Borders, and obviously they are no longer in business. But the good thing about that for me was there was plenty of books on music, plenty of books on photography, and they'd also have a music department where you could listen to the music prior to purchasing the music. They had a kids section where, I could bring my son to Borders. They had a coffee shop there, plants. It was not your typical bookstore. And magazines and stuff, I, you know, really enjoyed having access to magazines and looking at magazines from photography from Europe, because I believe that Europe photography was much more advanced than United States or domestic photography, and I enjoyed looking at French Vogue, then the fashion magazines that they have, as opposed to what was somewhat homogenized of the United States versions of those magazines. My bookstore of choice was Borders, and because of the fact that it reminded me so much of the San Francisco and California bookstores. Did I answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, where is this bookstore, and when did you first start going there?
Well, I think it was, either late 80s or 90s is when Borders came to our area. And I used to go there all the time. I would drop my son off at baseball, and there was a Borders right next to where he played baseball, and I would spend the whole time in Borders, and he did play a lot of baseball games, so I spent a lot of time at Borders. Unfortunately, Borders went out of business, I believe, because they can't compete in the web-based economy, so... like I said before, I mean, they had, what I liked at Borders, that they had musicians come in, and I guess at that time there wasn't a lot of acoustic based music being played, especially in our area. And they seemed to emulate what I missed about the San Francisco bookstores.
So, what originally drew you to this bookstore?
Because it looked so much like the California bookstores, and the environment was open concept, and it was engaging, and you could have coffee, you could look for the music books that were available, and the photography books that were available, and it was like the whole open concept package.
Are there any memorable experiences you could tell us from your time in the bookstore?
I would have to say is that I was shocked on how many great photographers that put out such great books, and it was a good motivator for my direction of photography, and being the fact that in the malls that you weren't encouraged to look at the books prior to buying the books, whereas Borders, they seem to certainly be open for you to like looking through the whole book before you purchase it, and same way with the magazine. So it was a whole different vibe there from the books before, am I still on the right question here?
The memorable experience?
Yeah, I would say some great, great guitar players that came through there and played, And I would have to say maybe the direction of my photography and my direction of my music was based on, to a certain extent, the books that I would review and purchase at the bookstores.
How often do you say these photographers and musicians would come in?
Well, you would always, in those sections, you would always see some either musicians or photographers that you have seen in the area before, and some, were friends. So, yes, there was always people from, my niche in there, and... I really didn't kind of frequent other sections of the bookstore. So there were always people that I knew in the aisles that I seem to spend most time in.
So you saw the same people, and did you find it, like, the bookstore is like a place of like social interaction, or was
sure.
it like a
yeah.
place?
Yeah, and I guess that's the problem these days, is that, you know, as we kind of evolve into like maybe an Amazon.Prime culture, is that you just don't have that. I mean, you don't touch and feel the books, you know, prior to purchasing them, or, you know, the interaction with other people, and the fact that, you know, that you might look at like maybe five different books and then choose one. So, you know, by going to the bookstore, you can hands on and touch and feel and see these books and the contents of the books. And whereas, you know, at Amazon.Prime or whatever, you know, you're just based on maybe reviews of the book, you know. So it is limiting, but it is cheaper also to go to Amazon.Prime.
So there was social interaction?
There was certainly social interaction. I mean, like, you've got musicians playing there, you've got authors speaking, you know, you've got, you know, the people from your aisles that you seem to know, and then also employees from the bookstores, you seem to develop somewhat of a relationship with them as well. So the evolution of the bookstore has been dramatic, you know, since the 70s.
And you prefer actually going to the bookstores opposed to ordering off of Amazon Prime or
yeah.
online?
Yeah, I'm a touchy-feely kind of guy. So if I can touchy-feely it, you know, it's pretty much what I really prefer. Plus, like I said, is that you might purchase one, but review five, or, you know, purchase one magazine and review five. So you're getting a much fuller, I guess, experience, I guess.
And what would you say were the busiest times of the year at the bookstore?
Well, obviously, you know, the holiday time is really, it's crazy there, or it used to be crazy. I would have to say the holiday time frame, you know, but that had no bearing on, you know, my sections that I hung out in, like, you know.
And what kind of people did you think were typically going into the bookstores? Was it everybody, or, like, who do you think specifically? Was there a certain type of people, or was it just the whole population?
Well, I would have to say it was certainly a segment of the population, you know, that I noticed were arts-oriented. And obviously, you know, going to the children's section, you would see, you know, other, you know, people with their children. So that was that interaction as well. So it would be pretty much like the people that you could relate to, you know, either by the fact that they were other people in the same kind of situation, like family situation, or, you know, artists and musicians, you know. So that's all I have to say about that.
Do you still seek out going to actual bookstores, or have you changed to start going more into online? Do you still, like, seek out the actual bookstores?
I do, but it's so much easier and it's cheaper to do it online, you know. So, you know, the thing is, like, with Amazon Prime, it's dramatically cheaper. I mean, sometimes the books that I want are really, like, at least maybe 20% cheaper. 20% cheaper in than the actual bookstore. And then also shipping is free. So I can pretty much, like, if I want a book and if I'm busy and I don't have time to go out to the bookstore, I can have it either the next day or the day after and pay 20% less and not pay for any shipping. So therefore, I can still be a recluse in my house, which is probably not a great thing, you know. But it is certainly a 20% savings for me to be a recluse. But there is a place in, and my other son lives in Alameda, California. And every time we go there, it seems like I spend much of the time in Alameda Bookstore, which is the same kind of open concept. It's a smaller bookstore, but it has a wide variety of things that I enjoy.
Are there any, like, stories you have about bookstores, like interactions or anything really memorable?
Well, I would have to say that, you know, from my standpoint, are the lectures, you know, that I've seen at a bookstore. Lectures and or, you know, musicians coming into play, you know. It's like, it just seems like some great musicians. And at that time, it was like a lot of acoustical-based music that I certainly find very memorable. But I would have to say that I think it was 2 years ago, we were visiting my son and his wife in Alameda, and we were in a bookstore in Oakland, which was in the Soho section of Oakland. It's a new upcoming section, and she just didn't seem to feel 100%, and we were in the bookstore, and she had to dash because she was not feeling well. Two, maybe hour later, we found out she was pregnant. So that was a very amazing, memorable visit to the bookstore. So that's all I can remember about memories.
And do you think that, like, there's more of, like, a appreciation, like, people, like, would rather go there still today, or do you think the majority of the population likes to stay in and
be recluse? I would have to say that there are not the crowds in the bookstores. Well, obviously, Barnes & Noble has closed, but Border has closed, so Barnes & Noble still has a lot of square footage, and it looks beautiful in there. But it seems to be that when I go in there, there's not many people there at all, you know. So I would have to say the web-based bookstores are definitely having a major effect on the current bookstores.
So do you think that in Alameda, do you think there's a different appreciation for the bookstores out there in California opposed to back in New Jersey?
I do believe that, you know. I do believe that they seem to view, you know, things so much different than people view things on the East Coast. And all I notice with my older son is that that's part of their routine, to go to that bookstore. They seem probably to go there, like, several times a week. But what I will say out there in San Francisco bookstores that I really, really, really enjoy are the used books and the older books and the books that are out of print, which is not like what you would get at a Borders or a Barnes & Noble. That the older books, which are so incredibly interesting and so different from today's books, I do miss that. And I think if you punch it into Amazon.com, I would think that you could see used books, or if they're out of print or something. But like I said, like, used books are really, really interesting to me. But yes, I believe there's a West Coast mentality versus East Coast mentality. And that's just on, you know, what my perspective is.
All right, well, Ed, thanks for your time today and your contribution to the Oral History Archive.
Well, thank you, Ian. I've enjoyed every minute of this.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.